Hello, and welcome to the News Cycle. I'm Jihan Moon, and I'll be your host for today. It's Monday, February 1st. Since the beginning of the pandemic, COVID-19 has been mutating and producing new strains. Recently, researchers have detected a handful of variants which seem to be more transmissible than previous ones. Renee Zhang has the story.
In recent months, new information has been rapidly emerging about variants of COVID-19 which could potentially pose a concern for public health. Professor Nam Tran, an expert in pathology and laboratory medicine and member of the California COVID-19 Testing Task Force, explained the observed behavior of what's commonly known as the UK variant, a particularly widespread strain which was first identified in September of 2020.
In the case of COVID-19, or more specifically SARS-CoV-2, there were at least a couple variants early on back in March that we were aware of, and quickly one variant was more predominant than the other because, you know, if you're more infectious, it becomes the majority, right? In the United Kingdom, and this is what we heard in the media, the UK variant, right? This one appears to be more infectious. At the time, early on, a couple of weeks ago, it was believed that it was not more deadly, but I believe that there's some recent discussion that it may create people to be sicker. But that's still under discussion.
The UK variant is not the only strain which has been found circulating globally. Just this month, cases caused by variants originating from South Africa and Brazil have been reported here in the US. These recent discoveries have prompted many to ask how our existing vaccination and testing procedures will be affected.
These strains typically seem to have mutations, especially the UK's variant, affecting the protein that helps this virus invade your body. I think you may have heard about it. It's called the spike protein, right? And unfortunately, the spike protein is also where these vaccines help you create antibodies against, right? So you can imagine if we were to have immunity against COVID-19, we would have antibodies that block the spike protein to invade other cells. So now if you have a mutation there, it's possible that the antibodies that we produced against the earlier variant may not work as well as the current variant that's showing up.
Chris Miller, a professor of pathology, microbiology, and immunology at the UCD School of Veterinary Medicine, is planning on conducting animal experiments in the near future to determine whether antibodies work against these mutations.
You know, if you infect an animal, say a hamster, which is what we're using a lot, with the first virus that was circulating, and then you let it recover and make a good immune response, and then you infect it with the second virus, well, does it resist or not? And that tells us, you know, what we expect in people, too. So we haven't done it yet, but hopefully we're going to do a hamster experiment using the Brazil virus, and we'll infect with the first virus that was in Brazil, and they should get infected and recover. And then we'll wait a month, and then we'll hit them with the second virus. And if everything goes like what they just published in the paper, then the hamsters should all get infected again with the second virus.
If this is the case, constant production and distribution of vaccines as the virus mutates could be a possibility in the future. Dean Blumberg, Chief of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at UC Davis Children's Hospital, says that at this point, little is known on this front.
It's really hard to know because we don't even know how long immunity lasts with the vaccines that we have now. We don't know if we're going to get partial immunity to the new variants. So it's really uncertain to know whether we're going to need to have yearly boosters or every 5 years or new vaccines against new variants. We just don't know, and so we're just going to have to see.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Renee Xiang.
Having been open for a month and a half, the Mandavi COVID-19 Testing Center is among three clinics open to the public through the Healthy Davis Together project. On Sunday, reporters Alexandra Zerborg and Emily Chapman walked through the clinic to learn more about the testing process from the employees running it. Emily Chapman has the story.
The Healthy Davis Together Project, coordinated between UC Davis and the City of Davis, works to provide free COVID-19 tests to community members throughout the week. There are three testing centers available to the public: the Davis Senior Center, Mondavi Center, and Veterans Memorial Center. On Sunday, Hub reporter Alexandra Zerberg and I walked through the testing process at the Mondavi Clinic.
I have a test for 10:30, and that's my parent because I'm a minor.
All right.
Stopped at the entrance of the building, Alexandra is screened by greeter Justin Monchaka to assess whether or not she is symptomatic.
Any symptoms the past 24 hours?
No.
Any close contact to anybody in the past 10 days?
No.
Food or drinks the last 30 minutes?
No.
QR codes?
Montraca says that if a person answers no to the first two questions, they will go inside to get a spit test.
But if someone's experienced symptoms or has been around close contact with someone who has symptoms, we recommend taking them to the nurse who gives them the nasal swab, which can give them more accurate readings.
Nasal swab tests are performed outside the center to separate those that may be positive from people who aren't. Nurse Matthew Chun tests symptomatic people.
About 15 minutes or so, we have a nasal swab. We put it about an inch into each nostril, swab 6 times, and then we plug that into our little test kit. In 15 minutes, we get a reading, and then that says whether you're positive or negative.
After answering no to both questions, Alexandra and I are directed to registration, where employee Samantha Keough confirms Alexandra's appointment and connects her vial specimen to her account.
Yes, so as soon as they walk to the station, we just greet them. We say thank you for coming in. We ask them for their date of birth and their name. And as soon as they verify that, we scan their vial and then we guide them to the test station. And from there, they test and they're done. So it's like about a 3 to 5 minute process.
After grabbing a tray with her registered vial, a tube with water, and a small funnel, Alexandra walks over to the next station where employee Justine Pasquale walks her through the test.
So go ahead and put it down. You're going to grab your little water droplet, that one. Pull down your mask. Put the water in your mouth. No swallowing, okay? All right. You can place that right back into your bow. What you're going to do now is gently coat the inside of your mouth. Yeah, you can use it. That's perfect. Yep. All right, good. You can grab your little vial.
After handing Pasquale her vial, Alexandra exited the clinic and went home to wait for her test results, which can be expected within 1 to 2 days. Likewise to Alexandra, sophomore Mia Acosta was tested on Sunday. Acosta found the process to be straightforward and quick.
Yeah, it was super simple. I think 2 days ago, I scheduled an appointment and there was a lot of slots open, so we biked down and it took like 3 minutes in all to take the test, and then we were done.
Clinics are available every day with times varying by location, and the public is encouraged to come, according to staff members like Samantha Keough.
I would just encourage people to come test even daily if they'd like. Like, it's never, you know, too much is never enough, especially if it's a free service. So just the encouragement to come in on a daily basis or weekly basis.
To set up an appointment or to learn more about the project, go to healthydavistogether.org. For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Emily Chapman reporting.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Katrina Haas and Jihan Moon are the producers. Our theme music is by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.